This is Vatican Radio. In a meeting with Egypt's Coptic Orthodox leader Pope Tawadros on Friday, Pope Francis said the two communities must oppose violence and work more closely together to witness to Christ in the world. Recalling the first encounter of a Catholic and a Coptic Pope, Paul VI and Shenouda III, in 1973, following centuries of separation, Pope Francis spoke of the theological progress, but also the realization that it is no longer possible to take refuge behind the pretext of differing interpretations. Alongside the ecumenism of gestures, words and commitments, he stressed, there is an effective spiritual communion grounded in a shared faith and common baptism. Calling for Orthodox and Catholics to speak the common language of charity, Pope Francis urged all Christians to work more closely together to carry their faith to the world. In particular, he praised the Orthodox leader for his efforts to promote good relations through the establishment of a national council of Christian churches. This deepening of the ecumenical journey, Pope Francis said, is mysteriously sustained by the blood of the many martyrs from past centuries, but also of the present day. Recalling the innocent blood of defenseless Christians killed in recent terror attacks, he said, strengthened by this witness, let us strive to oppose violence by preaching and sowing goodness, fostering concord and preserving unity. I'm Susie Hodges.